Do you feel like you need God's encouragement and wisdom throughout the week to take hold of His promise to fly like an eagle? You come to the right place. Welcome to Eagles on the Hill. Let's join our host, Pastor Jeff Scheich.
Hey people, I am your favorite host, Pastor Jeff Scheich. Thanks for joining us on this edition of the podcast. I want to encourage you to share the podcast with your friends, neighbors, countrymen, whoever you want to share it with. EaglesOnTheHill211@gmail.com is the email address. You can search for us on YouTube at Eagles on the Hill or wherever you listen to podcasts, and you'll be able to check out what we're doing here. Now, I am your favorite host. How do I know that? Because I've been kind of, well, off the air a little bit over the last couple of weeks, over the holidays. Had a couple of podcasts, but didn't have my regular usual output of podcasts, and people have been asking, are you okay? What's wrong? Are you going to keep doing the podcast, et cetera, et cetera? Well, I'm going to keep doing the podcast. We'll see with what frequency it will be, but nevertheless, I'm back. So you're all okay. Everything's all right with the world. However, it did bring to mind, though, that I should really put a podcast out there so that you'll have something to do if you're not listening to this podcast. You'll be able to still get some good information out there online and in various podcasts. So that's what I want to do today, is answer the question, what in the world do I listen to when my favorite host is not on the podcast? So here we go. I'll let you know some of the things that I find helpful out there. First one is breakpoint.org. Breakpoint is has a great about 2 or 3 minute podcast daily, and then it also has weekly summaries of the news and various other things out there, but it is the news from a Christian perspective, and so you'll get a biblical perspective on the news, and it really comes in bite-sized chunks. There are most of what's on Breakpoint is a lot, I hate to admit it, but a lot more wise than what I have to say. So encourage you, even if you're listening to me, to supplement that with breakpoint.org. I think it's a great resource. They have lots of resources, including podcasts and that kind of thing. Second thing to highlight for you that you might want to listen to, I listen to on a regular basis, is a podcast called The Briefing by Albert Mohler. Albert Mohler is not Lutheran, so not everything on the podcast is something that I'm in agreement with, but I would say 99% of what's there is really good, really thought-provoking, as he analyzes the news from around the world from a Christian biblical perspective. And so encourage you to check out, if you have never heard it, check out albertmohler.com. You can also, if you go to the website, albertmohler.com, he has a transcript there that he puts together. He is prolific in his podcast, so each one is about 20 to 25 minutes, so a little bit longer than my typical podcast, but a lot of wisdom there. I've quoted him before here on Eagles on the Hill. Next one in line is from PragerU.com. There are just, I don't even know how to describe it, tons of resources on PragerU.com, including my favorite resource there is the Fireside Chats. Now, what is that? It's a weekly podcast that comes out from Dennis Prager. Dennis Prager is not Christian. He is, I'm not saying anything that he wouldn't say about himself. He's specifically not Christian. He's Jewish, very observant Jew, lives in California. And for a number of years, he's put out these fireside chats on a weekly basis. They are not really tied. I mean, he talks about specific news items on those fireside chats, but they're not really tied to specific time and place. And so it is perhaps just as beneficial to listen to fireside chat number one as it is to listen to fireside chat number 365. So, and there are a few more than 365 fireside chats out there. Currently, as I record this podcast, Dennis Prager is no longer producing the fireside chats. As of, I think, maybe the beginning of December or so, maybe late November, because he had a very, very bad fall, and I don't know his physical condition. It's severe injuries. Mentally, his friends and compatriots all say he's there, but physically, he has a long, long, long way to go. And I've been praying, along with, I'm sure, many others, for his recovery, and that God, in his infinite wisdom, would use this terrible fall and terrible injury to bring him in some way to faith in Jesus, because I would love to see Dennis Prager in glory someday. Dennis Prager is full of wisdom and just so many pithy sayings. I can't even tell you how many pithy sayings he has. And so well worth listening to those fireside chats. You can listen to one a day for 365 days and still not be done them all. And they're all about 30 minutes, right on 30 minutes. So I encourage you with that. That's just a great source of wisdom for life. Again, he's Jewish, so not everything he says I would be in agreement with, but 95%. And that 95% is very, very wise. So just encourage you with that. Next thing is Daily Wire, the Ben Shapiro show. Other strong Christians, pastors I know, etc., love to listen to Ben Shapiro and get his insights on the news. Again, Ben Shapiro is Jewish, not Christian. He also can be, not very kind from time to time. In fact, sometimes very often he's biting in his criticisms. And so you have to kind of, I don't really like that part of it, but he has a lot of wisdom in terms of how he evaluates the news that's going on, particularly in the United States and Israel, but particularly the United States. And so you'll get some insights there as to how to think critically about the news that you are absorbing from the mainstream media in particular. But again, I wish he wasn't so caustic in his remarks and so denigrating of people that he disagrees with, because people that we disagree with are people, they're human beings created in the image of God. And so it's important that we treat one another as people who bear the image of God. And I don't know that Ben Shapiro always does that, but there you go. Another set of podcasts that, and this is a different whole category of podcast, is from 1517.org. And particularly, Chad Bird is there. I don't know what he's called. I think the scholar in residence or something like that. But those, they have just hundreds of podcasts that will give you, not necessarily always designed to be insights into the news and how to apply it to our Christian lives as followers of Jesus, but insights into Scripture. And Chad Bird in particular is just has profound insights into the Old Testament. And so it would be it would be pretty wise of you if you said, hey, I want to spend 20 minutes or I want to spend 30 minutes a day learning from God's Word, to be reading through the Old Testament with Chad Bird as your guide. You almost could not go wrong there. So you may have never heard of this guy, but he has just great insights into God's Word. He is a strong believer in Jesus and an expert in Old Testament. So encourage you with that. Now, the next two are kind of just my own thing and have nothing to do with they do have to do with daily news, but they're not from a Christian perspective at all. TimesOfIsrael.com, they have a daily briefing that I often listen to, and that particular news source is a great news source for all things Israel politics and the war that's going on or is coming to a conclusion actually right now, and all those kind of things. You should know as you get your news about Israel from the Times of Israel or from their daily briefing, don't confuse that with the briefing by Albert Mohler. This is the daily briefing from Times of Israel. You should know that in America here, we have people who are very virulently, how do you say that word? Very anti-Trump. And you may be one of them, I don't know. But we have people that are very against President Trump here in the United States. The Times of Israel, correspondingly, is very anti-Bibi Netanyahu, who is the Prime Minister of Israel currently as I'm recording this, and has been the longest serving prime minister in Israel's history. They are, as American anti-Trumpers are, so Times of Israel is anti-Netanyahu. And so just know that there's a very much of a slant to the to the news as it regards domestic politics within Israel. As it regards the war, of course, they're against Netanyahu there, but their bias doesn't come out as much as it does when they're talking about internal domestic politics. So just to be aware of that. Other news sources, if you're interested, and these are not podcasts, but these are other news sources about Israel that can give you some more balanced approach, perhaps, to the news, would be allisrael.com. Allisrael.com really has a Christian slant to the news in Israel, but the slant is from the perspective of the idea that the current nation of Israel is a fulfillment of Old Testament prophecies of God bringing Jews back to the land. Lutherans do not believe that perspective. We believe that the prophecies of God bringing his people back to the land, as the New Testament views those prophecies, I've done other podcasts on this, as the New Testament views those prophecies, they are fulfilled in the church, which includes Jews and Gentiles. So it's not like we're replacing the Jews. It's the Gentiles have been grafted in, Paul talks about in the scriptures. So it's not replacement theology, which is out there, but that God fulfills those promises of bringing all Israel to the land, ultimately, not just in a little piece of turf in Israel, but in glory, in the new heavens and new earth. That being said, allisrael.com is from a Christian perspective, albeit anything to do with the Jews inheriting the land as a biblical fulfillment of prophecy, that I would disagree with. So you always got to be careful. Unless you're listening to this podcast, everything you hear here is obviously correct. I'm being facetious, obviously. You need to check out what I say and compare it to Scripture, too, because Scripture is our only source and norm of our faith. So you always check out me also, I hope. Another source of news about Israel is JNS.org, Jewish News Syndicate, I believe that stands for. That's another source of up-to-date news about Israel that doesn't have quite the slant that the Times of Israel has with regard to being anti-Bibi Netanyahu. And finally, maybe, could it be most important, maybe at this time of the year, insidethebirds.com/podcast. That will give you all the latest up-to-date and perfect with infallible news about the Philadelphia Eagles. And you, of course, will want to know the up-to-date, infallible news about the Philadelphia Eagles. Who would not want to know that? Couple of shows I listen to there. They have lots of podcasts there. You could listen to news about the Eagles all day long. I could, but I'm employed, so I can't. Maybe when I retire, I'll listen to news about the Eagles full-time. But Greg Cosell is the nephew of Howard Cosell. You might remember Howard Cosell, the NFL commentator from years and years ago, color commentator. Greg Cosell's his nephew. He watches NFL tape 24 hours a day, I believe. I don't think the guy sleeps. And he always has great analysis of the most recent Eagles games. Q&A, the Q&A podcast, Quentin Michael and my man Jason Avant, both former Eagles players, do a podcast together. And Jason Avant especially has some great analysis of Eagles plays from the previous week. And I love their banter back and forth. Jason Avant was a great receiver for the Eagles. And finally, Gun on One. That's a great podcast where Gun interviews somebody from the Philadelphia sports scene, typically about the Eagles, and provides some great insights there. So I enjoy that. All right. So if I ever don't have a podcast out there, and you're saying I really need to listen to a podcast, well, there you go. There are some choices for you. You should be able to kind of get through until I get back and do another podcast for you. But I, like I said, I'm just kidding here. I'm hoping to do a podcast in the future here, at least one a week, maybe two. We'll see what happens here. But I just want you to have something to listen to while I'm not on the air. All right, so there you go. Thanks for listening to Eagles on the Hill. If you got podcasts that you'd like to listen to and want to share those with us or with the listeners, eaglesonthehill211@gmail.com is the way to get those that news to me. Or comment on the YouTube, on our YouTube channel, and let everybody else who is on the YouTube channel see your comments about what you like to listen to. Remember that those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength and soar on wings like eagles. Fly, Eagles, fly, as they say. Thanks for listening to the podcast.